The hectic holidays are here, and this week our art hounds are nudging you towards events to add a bit of color and calm and light into these slate gray days of December. We'll hear about shiny copper pieces on display in Bellows Falls, local music and food in Shelburne, vibrant felt tapestries and trad music and dance in Montpelier. First today, Robin Russell from Randolph Center. She is a lover of traditional music and dance and recommends the Northeast Heritage Music Camp's Midwinter Gathering.
I've been inspired by traditional artists and teachers who, several of them, happen to be on the faculty of the Northeast Heritage Music Camp. They offer a midwinter gathering that's open to the public. It's an opportunity for the public to come out and experience the wonderful synergy and inspiration that sort of happens between campers and faculty in an evening that's typical of an evening of camp.
Mark your calendar now for January 10th on the Montpelier Green. Next, Anna Berger from Putney has this about Matthew Wolf's recycled copper enamel art.
Matthew makes copper enamel art out of recycled copper, recycled wood, and makes beautiful, shiny copper enamel mosaics. It is a must-see for these cold, dark, gray winter days. When we all need a little bit of color, there is an amazing amount of color in his art. And no one is making copper enamel art.
See Matthew Wolf's copper enamel artworks in Bellows Falls at the Valley Cafe this Friday from 5 till 8. Local music fan Mike Riley suggests Myra Flynn in concert on Saturday, December 27th.
Come to Shelburne Vineyards, and you can hear and see the amazing Myra Flynn in Vermont for the holidays. And she'll be with her long-term collaborator, Paul Bofa. Myra and Paul will perform a mix of Myra's originals, and they'll also kill some classic covers that they weave in. You don't want to miss this. It's a beautiful setting. They both love playing at Shelburne Vineyard, where they really do it upright. Local for food available from Black Crim Tavern in Randolph, near where Myra grew up.
And if you thought you missed out on seeing the felt tapestry exhibit on display in Baguito's Cafe in Montpelier, no worries. Artist Nessa Russo has added many new pieces and says if you visited earlier, come back. You'll be greeted with several new vibrant tapestries to brighten your day. And that's it for today. Join the Art Hounds now and suggest your favorite upcoming arts events at vpr.net/arthounds. See you next year.